And five of the species that Eretz Yisrael was praised with, which is Gesen, Tenerim, and Zayas, Tomorrah, Baruch Atrei, and Baruch Atmei, and Sholosh. It's a grape, or fig, pomegranate, olive, or a date. If you eat them, then you make a Baruch Atrei, and Al HaPeiris. This date. Chameshis, Minei, Dogam, Shosholkom, Oshukoshim, V'osanim, Tavshim. He took one of the grains, five grains, wheat, barley, stelt, rye, and oats. You make a mezainis when you start out, you make a brach achorina afterwards under certain conditions. And the Shavuot says supposed to say chilkum, which means you took the grain, you cracked the grain, you broke them into pieces, one to two or more, and then you make a kosher vashem emtashim, it's going like a gdeir, harifas, gerashkam, vataisa, irim and vash, halva, yosimim,
So if you made a porridge out of grains, which basically is the grains are not whole grains, they're chopped in half, or more than that, and then you cook them up, then it's considered a mezainis. If you eat the grain by itself, and if you cook it a little bit and softened up, you make it better for Adam. But here, it formed the porridge, and there's the mezainis. Another situation is if you put the whole grains into the pot, you cooked it very long, like a chulin or a chicken soup that was cooking for a long period of time, then even though they didn't get crushed into pieces, but since they're already starting to decompose, falling apart, that's also enough to transform it into a meichel, which make them very main designs. Now, it says over here also kotchon. Kotchon means that you just remove the outer peel of the peel of this grain, even though you did not crush it. According to the mechaber, if you cook it up, you would make a designs on it. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, a lot of Achayim say, that's only if it was cooked to the point that it starts sticking together. And that's considered like a tapsha, like a porridge. If you have the whole grain and just took off the peel, it's not enough. But it's actually cooked, it's making it out of the zayis. You have avam. It says also if you put a lot of honey into it, even so, make them the zayis. Because the main thing is the grain itself. The Shmur says that if you have barley or wheat grain kernels, then it's better not to eat them outside of the suzah. Because there's a whole shayla with brachas when you make them. If you make a bar in the so you have a doma, a priya doma, unusual brachas we don't make. So therefore, that's it. But, you know, there's certain cereals that are made up of like that. Puffed wheat and that type of thing. Shalom in Israel has a suffix. Shiv kim, shalais and kim, let's have shkazim, shaitim of choyla. So you put a flour into almonds for choyla. If the flour is there to satiate the person, you want it to be a type of cookie, you make mezainis. And the tabing bad might not work for mezainis, but the main michael is the almonds and the flowers just to stick them together. Then, like we said before, it's but when you make a body for your eggs and rubber for your eyes. The third will have to go with a chasuzer. Lach will some moitzi, potter mehem. He says it's a chuna, that type of michael, even if you did it just to stick it together, you should eat it only in the meal, which is a chiddush, why should I have such a chuna? Which Bruce says a chuna is because this type of michael, very often, they do put a lot of flour into it. So they have to start to know whether you really wanted it just to stick it together or you wanted to satiate yourself from it. So basically, if you eat it after the hamoitzi, then you won't have to make a broth on it. Well, the obvious question is that we have to say that the main thing is the almonds. Almonds are in the middle of the suda. You have to make a broth on it. So what are you getting by eating it in the suda? Philosophical prophets. So Mr. Bird wants to answer, some of that is the choyla, and he needs the shkedim, and the meila, his name is meal is for this thing. He's making this a main course. And therefore, if you make your main course a pre, then you don't make a broth on the pre. So basically, if you want to eat this almond thing with the flour in it, you have to eat it as a main course of the meal. Achatchila, it's not. When it's added in, if you know there's just a little flour to stick it together, then you would make on it a creation. There's a lot of flour, you give it some substance, and you make a vitamin design.